So if you're taking another crack at him, I want in.
Since he can absorb it, and somehow...
Get here.
Of course.
Can you stay? I would murder 100 innocent men if it meant killing you.
Ohatmu or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. This was the second volume of the official handbook, or Ohatmu for short, with more pages and more art pulled from the comics themselves. And we cover it in the style of the Legion of Superbloggers' famed Hot or Not feature, with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, we don't cover each issue all in one go, but a few characters at a time. Double warning, if I know my guests, listener discretion is advised. Ohatmu or Not is a proud member of the Fire & Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid of Siskoid's Blog of Geekery, and with me today are...
I'm Elise, Havana Nights from Hot or Not.
This is Isabel, co-creator of the YouTube channel Mindlinked, and lip balm on Hot or Not.
I'm Amelie from the YouTube channel Amy Ultraviolet.
This is Natalie, co-creator of the YouTube channel Mindlink, also DJ Nut on Hot or Not.
This is Josie, art girl from Hot or Not.
This is Shotgun from Hot or Not.
Episode 1, Abomination to Aguila.
Abomination. You may know him as the principal villain in the Incredible Hulk movie that stars Edward Norton, where he was played by Tim Roth. In any case, Emil Blonsky was a Soviet spy who was committing various acts of sabotage at the base where Bruce the Hulk, Banner, worked, and he came across some of Banner's gamma ray equipment. He got an intense dose of the stuff that permanently turned him into a monster of Hulk-level strength and power. Includes pictures of the Abomination hitting the Hulk in the back of the head and lifting some giant piece of machinery.
But his name is Abomination.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So you're asking me to tell you if Abomination is hot.
He has Ninja Turtle toes?
Yeah, the toes are weird. Why are there only two?
I kind of want to put nail polish on them.
But it would take so much that the nail is gigantic.
But you just have two.
I guess that's true.
And there's so many designs you can have.
True, good for nail art.
True, yeah. There you go.
Look at these amazing ears.
They're wings.
I don't think he could fly, though. No. I mean, look at the size of this dude.
I thought he had fangs, but I think it's just saliva. Ugh.
I don't want to kiss that.
No, I feel clearly. Like his underwear is stretching too much. You should get a bigger size.
And there should be a bulge there.
Yeah, no bulge. That's disappointing.
It looks very empty.
Very Ken doll.
Not enough dick.
More bulge 2016.
It's weird because everything about this guy is bulky except there.
Exactly, that's the problem.
Oh, he is hitting Hulk, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Well, that's just sad.
I like Hulk.
I'm afraid of large amounts of strength, so if he's stronger than the Hulk, I'm not okay with that.
Is he stronger than the Hulk or just comparable?
Comparable. But he's stronger than the Hulk when the Hulk is calm.
If the
Hulk gets angry, he has unlimited strength.
He's always calm.
I remember him in the movie. He was more yellow. And it was super gross.
Oh. I'm a fan of the turquoise, to be honest.
Yeah.
I kind of like that tint of green.
It suits
me well.
So if you guys went on a date, it would, like, bring out your eyes.
Exactly.
That's really what you look for in a man.
What about Tim Roth?
What? That is my...
You don't remember?
I can't even process that. Oh. Tim Roth?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That is...
The transformation...
It. Like, all of the casting in that film is weird to me. Why? What?
I've seen it, like, a couple of weeks ago, and it was such a weird movie.
Yeah, it's not
that. But the transformation scenes when he's becoming Abomination is just... It's disturbing.
It's troubling.
Oh, yeah.
He'd take up a lot of room in bed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No, you need a king for his
leg. He's very bulky.
He's 6'8", 980 pounds.
Whoa!
Jesus!
He
cannot live in the top story of an apartment. He cannot.
No. Also, let's go play basketball.
Well, no, I would lose.
That would be a date?
I would lose.
I mean, two against two people. I mean, you don't have to do anything. You're just there and you win.
You pass the ball.
You know what would be practical? If you go to a concert on a date and you want to see, you push it on his shoulders.
You go apple picking, he gets the best apple at the top of the tree.
True. There you go.
They're always the best one on top.
Because he always gets, like, the green apples and then we're uncomfortable.
The eyebrows are amazing.
They look like chunks of skin.
Yeah.
Not big hair. It is.
I think that's what it is. Yeah.
No, eyebrows for days.
These are croissants.
They totally are.
100%.
He's got good cheekbones, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
That contour.
That contour.
I don't know about the hair situation.
It feels like it would be spiky.
Yeah, is it scaly? Is he a scaly person?
It's
scaly,
alright. Yeah, like, late 90s when everything was wrong in the hair.
Yeah, he would have had frosted tips.
No, stop. You know what he reminds me? He reminds me of that gargoyle in that 90s animated
Gargoyles. He had the best voice.
He looks like the gremlins, though, when they transform.
Yeah, that too. Or,
I mean, don't they have those ears, too?
Yeah.
Or, all of these references are lost.
What is he personality-wise again?
Not much.
Monstrous.
My kind of man.
Unpleasant. Fine.
True. Well, that's fun.
I feel like my mom wouldn't be very happy.
My mom would be.
Let's have a vote. Hot or not?
No.
Gonna have to go with no.
What a big shocker. No.
I feel like he'd break all my fragile things.
Yeah. Including my body.
He's got no shelf life left. He's done.
Absorbing Man was really a Thor villain. Crusher Creel was a prison inmate given a magic potion by Loki that gave him the strength and properties of whatever he touched, and even drained Thor's strength right out of him.
Damn, Loki!
Ruining everything!
The pictures include the Absorbing Man hitting Thor's hammer with his ball, as well as sporting different absorbed looks. A red one, sort of icy one, and a giant concrete one. There's also a diagram showing that the ball and chain, the ball is 15 inches across.
I don't like the thought that he was in prison.
He kind of looks like Popeye if he went to prison. I'm not gonna lie.
He reminds me of Jason Statham.
Oh! Yes. Well, he gets points for that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That wasn't a critic.
No, I mean, that's cool.
But he's bald.
I
like hair.
Does he not have nipples?
Oh, God, it doesn't!
That's a turnoff.
Nippleless Absorbing Man.
That's the full name.
Yeah. That's his birth certificate.
On his license.
He looks like a prisoner, actually. Like a cliche prisoner.
He needs the mom tattoo.
Yes, true.
Yeah.
Has striped pants.
I know, like, did he break out of prison and just never change his pants?
No, he just put a spray bottle.
Fashion faux pas.
But again, very muscly, and again, he would break all my fragile things, and including my body. Like,
he morphs.
He's red.
Well, he absorbs the power of the things that he touches.
In this picture, he's a car?
A car is very fragile.
I'm not sure I understand.
What is he there? Ice?
I think so. Or metal?
Diamond? Maybe to be really hard?
That's what she said. Is the ball, like, part of him? Because the ball transforms along with him.
The ball has the same powers, yeah.
How does that work?
Loki!
Very well.
Magic!
Machievous. Loki.
He's really big ears.
Yes,
he does.
That's
have
not
huge
great.
Ears.
I'm not a big fan of that.
I mean, I feel like he could teach me things,
like a lesson,
like piano lessons,
I don't understand my feelings.
Well, at least he looks human.
I mean, that's a bonus for sure. Yeah.
But I mean, he has commitment. He's got the old ball and chain, bringing it everywhere.
See,
I feel like he'd probably be pretty responsible. I mean, I feel like if he cared about something, he would get it done.
Is he a villain?
Yes.
Oh,
he probably wouldn't do it the right way.
No, it wouldn't be legal, but I think he. can do it.
I would not trust him, actually. The whole prison thing is really...
Yeah, that's tough on you.
Yes.
Is he Italian?
Crusher Creel.
Italian or Greek?
Carl Crusher Creel.
Oh, okay. You know what? If we start calling him Carl, I feel differently.
Is it with a C or a K?
C.
C.
Ah, boo.
If we call him Carl, I think he likes bunnies and rainbows now.
Yeah. Oh. Like, this guy has, like, supper with his mom every week.
He likes doing dishes.
Yeah.
He generally enjoys it.
He participates in a community garden.
Definitely.
He makes other plants grow.
With no pesticides.
No, that's important.
No, yeah. I mean, that's adorable organic garden now.
Does he control the power, or if he's messing in the garden, he becomes dirt?
Yeah, he controls the power.
Oh, okay.
No, sunflowers.
That could be practical, though. I feel like, you know, although you don't want that to happen for, like, swimming or something. That'd be weird.
You could do things with water. Water would be cool.
Yeah, but if you're
if he becomes water in water, that's weird.
Okay, if he disintegrates in the water, he yes, does. Then we have a problem. Because then you're swimming in a human being.
We'll get to Hydro Man eventually.
Yes.
Okay. So, Absorbing Man, hot or not?
Not, I think.
Tepid.
I feel like fairly hot would not actually date him, though.
I would say no, but the person we're trying to create, yes.
No to the actual guy, but yes to Carl. Yes.
I mean, he looks like Jason Statham, so that's bonus for
exactly.
me.
Exactly. So that's why I would say kind of hot, but...
I mean, not in reality.
I mean, right there he rocks.
Oh.
Boo. I'm leaving forever now.
I don't know. I'm still confused. I feel like he'd be a father figure.
A good one, though?
No. A bad one.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's giving Thor a good run for his money. I mean, that's something. That's an achievement in life.
Somehow, consciously transform the molecules of his body into that substance. He wouldn't tell us how. But he enjoys the way it feels.
Adamantium. You know it as the impossibly strong metal that laces Wolverine's bones and claws. In the comics, though not in the recent Avengers films, it's also the metal Ultron is made from. Captain America's shield is a unique alloy of adamantium and vibranium. The pictures include Dr. Myron McLean, the inventor, adamantium being forged, Wolverine stabbing his claws, and Ultron 7. Now, adamantium, hot or not?
Smoldering.
Adamantium accessories. What would you like to see made out of adamantium?
Oh, I mean, we definitely need, like, adamantium shoes or something.
Oh, shoes.
You can kick people in the face. That would be awesome. I mean, not for them, but I mean for us.
I was just thinking, like, rings and stuff, because it wouldn't break. If it could stay solid, that's a bonus for me.
Does it reflect? Like, could we use it as a mirror?
It's fairly shiny.
Oh. Then it's hot, because I see myself in it.
Shots fired.
But I mean, anything...
That's why I'm called shotgun.
Anything that we have that would break would be cool made out of it. So, I mean, like...
Your phone!
Your phone would never break again!
Phone
cases.
That's an idea.
Oh, yeah,
definitely. Phone cases, TVs, computers, trucks, why not?
I'm a sucker for Wolverine, so adamantium is on Wolverine, I'm on adamantium.
I mean, you could easily use accessories as a self-defense mechanism thing. Like, have things that are day-to-day life things you could just attack people with. You just...
Mm-hmm. Pots and
How
pans,
often
knives.
Do you attack
people? I don't know. I walk alone sometimes.
Yeah. On campus, I always had my scissors in my hand when I was walking on campus alone.
Adamantium scissors.
Yeah. Or an exacto. Just in case. Yeah. You never know.
I think I don't care what they make as long as Captain America's modeling it.
Is it heavy?
No, not too much.
They got a certain heaviness. I know that Wolverine's heavier because of it.
Oh, okay.
But it's not super heavy.
What's that metal? It almost has to.
So I can have a purse and it's fine.
Oh, you can.
You're just building muscle at the same time.
Am I holding a purse? Am I working out? Nobody knows.
Adamantium. Hot or not?
Hot.
Hot.
Definitely. Hot.
I'll never hurt you or anyone.
It's too late.
No! El Aguila.
Oh, no.
A Spanish superhero acting as a kind of Zorro in America, robbing from criminals and giving to the poor. El Aguila is a wealthy swashbuckler whose name means the eagle. He has the mutant power to fire electricity through a conductive medium, like his sword.
His sword, huh? Sword, huh?
I just can't
say. His name is silly, let's be real. But it means eagle.
Yeah,
so that's pretty cool.
Silly like his costume?
Yes. He looks like he's in a community play.
Yeah,
well, he wants to be Zorro.
I know.
Clearly.
I mean, the key word is wants.
Yeah. The color palette is weird, because it's too flamboyant for, like, a Zorro thing.
And the eagle. Why?
But it's his name.
I know, but isn't that, like...
It makes sense,
I don't get this little... On top of the eagle, I know it's the head, but it looks like two little balls from his head.
A bald eagle?
Also, his waist is like super long.
Yeah,
like, and his waist and his bulge is extreme.
And it's like a Ken doll again. It's too flat. There's something missing.
I like the sword though.
Yeah, that's a cool power.
Swords are hot.
Yeah,
I mean, his sword is basically like a magic wand. That's pretty cool.
It shoots lightning.
And if you want a magic wand, I mean, might as well be a sword.
Why not? Yeah, because if you don't need it, you still have a sword.
Yeah.
His smile seems really forced.
Oh, yeah. He looks like he's been taking 20 prom pictures that whole day.
Yep. I don't hate the costume that much. Not as much as you guys.
It's just silly.
I like the way, the flowiness of the shirt.
Loose.
The blouse.
I like that the blouse.
It's loose and you don't see every single muscle, line, and bump.
The blouse is loose.
You know what? We always see pictures that look sort of swashbuckly and we always complain about it, but in this case it's actually appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. I feel like the eagle logo is too much for me. It reminds me of the Firebird on a Trans Am. And it would clash with my Trans Am.
Like, it could be on the back.
Yeah.
Not on the front.
I would prefer it on the back.
Yeah, the front, I just find it's like, but, yes, I know.
I get the American thing, though. Being an eagle and all of the American-iness.
But he's Spanish.
Yeah, but he's in the States.
Does he have a hat? Is that hanging behind him? I wish he was wearing the hat.
Me too. I think that would be better.
Not the mask. I feel like we could have fun dates, though.
Yeah.
Honestly, good hair is important for me, and I can't see the hair.
Maybe he has sweet hair under there.
I feel he would have thick, luscious brown hair.
Well, he is Latin.
Yeah.
If he has nice hair, that's a bonus, but we don't know that.
Well, okay, guys, he's wealthy.
Oh!
His occupation is listed as wealthy swashbuckler.
I wish you could have that. Swashbuckler is a pretty awesome job title.
And also somehow a red flag if you were on a dating site.
Yeah, no.
I have a wealthy swashbuckler.
I like that he gives to the poor. I kind of like
that. Yeah, that's awesome.
That's actually good. Especially if he's wealthy, he's just like giving back to communities and stuff.
And in the theater.
Yeah.
Are you fans of the cummerbund?
Yeah.
What? I mean...
I see his waist.
I wear belts like that.
Yeah. What is it called? A cummerbund.
You just
trying new ways of talking about Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yeah. Definitely.
No, I see the waist. The waist is tiny. Always nice.
He's not too muscly too, which I like.
Yeah, that's a bonus.
He looks like a swimmer.
Not as scary.
Long, lean muscle instead of like bulky.
Yeah.
Like in your face, muscly.
But his legs look a lot more muscly than his arms because this shirt's really loose, so you can't see anything, but it looks like it's just really hanging on his arms.
What do you mean you can't see anything?
Unless his arms are huge and it's just all of
them. Oh my god!
I think he's got really tiny arms.
No, like, you can see that shoulder muscle here.
Yeah, his shoulders are pretty huge. I think he's all sword, no arms.
El Aguila, hot or not?
I think he's hot in a cliche way, which means that I wouldn't like him. Because I don't like cliche things, and I'd be like, ugh, you're so Latino and cliche. Because I do have a Latino boyfriend.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. No!
Maybe you had a Latino.
I would would say hot, but I would not go on a date with him. I would just be like, that's a nice man and a nice butt.
I think in person he'd look better than he does, like, as a cartoon. Like, as an actual human, I think he'd look cool and more attractive. I think, I don't know, it would just pan out better somehow. Maybe without the gloves. not a fan of the gloves.
No.
He looks like he's gonna clean my bathroom.
Yeah.
And the mask.
Which is hot. If someone cleans my bathroom, yeah, that's very nice. I'm a fan of that.
And then takes out the trash and does the dishes.
God. And gives to the poor. Maybe he works on the same community garden.
That's Carl.
I'd say hot.
Yeah, no,
hot.
I would go on a date with him.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think so too.
I had impure thoughts about a man.
The only thing would be to deny what your heart truly feels.
Now on to stuff we didn't talk about or mention. Before Ohatmu Deluxe, the original version of the official handbook ran for 15 issues in 1983 and 1984. We chose not to cover it because it was less ambitious, had less art per character, and a lot of its art was in fact repeated in the Deluxe edition. Each issue of Deluxe counted 64 pages of dense text plus art, with more information still in the inside covers. Each character, place, or concept usually got 1 to 3 pages based on their importance and amount of history. Each character entry included basic information like real name, occupation, height and weight, a comprehensive history, their strength level with exact tonnage given, and exactly measured details on their known powers, skills, and equipment. The first 15 covers of the Ohatmu Deluxe are essentially a single long cover of many characters from that issue running from left to right and looping back to the start. In other words, though the Abomination and Angel's legs are cut off, expect to see them in the front of issue 15. That cover was drawn by John Byrne. Deluxe would run an extra 5 issues of its Book of the Dead using a different cover layout. Other updates and additions would follow later. Ohatmu Deluxe has been reprinted in black and white in a series of 3 essential volumes. Ohatmu was the original encyclopedic comic book series and prompted DC Comics to create its own Who's Who, the official directory of the DC Universe. Who's Who has a dedicated podcast by the irredeemable Shag from Firestorm Fam and Rob Kelly from the Aquaman Shrine. Both are exalted leaders in the Fire and Water podcast network. It's very popular and a lot of fun. Check it out. They've been calling for someone to cover Ohatmu in the same way, and it seems that nobody really wanted to do it. It's just too much reading compared to Who's Who, and while Ohatmu was an incredible resource in the 1980s, I think Who's Who beat it in terms of artistic accomplishment. Who's Who had more original art, greater artistic diversity, iconic character logos instead of a generic font for each entry, and kept its text relatively short, which kept the entries from getting dated too quickly and from hampering future stories with strict limits on their characters' powers. It is our hope that this format will keep the workload manageable and have enough of a twist to entertain even the casual listener. The first issue of Deluxe edition has writer-editor Mark Gruenwald write an essay on the edition's origins, making sure to name then Marvel Universe editor-in-chief Jim Shooter as the idea man behind the original volume of the series, though Gruenwald was actually responsible for designing and developing the book. He's also very proud of the new expanded edition, with more space per entry, more pictures. They've tried to find a reference panel for every use of a character's powers, for example, more diagrams to illustrate equipment and locations, and a better flow. They've added the strength level entry at reader's insistence, though I still consider that a mistake. Let the fans fight about who's stronger, the Hulk or the Thing. Don't give us ready-made definitive answers. And in addition to a character's first appearance, they try to give us the first time his or her origin might have been told. Other credits. Peter Sanderson acted as fellow writer and researcher. Joe Rubinstein apparently inked all or most of the entries. Andy Yankus was colorist. And Brenda Mings was letterer, or if you prefer, typesetter. On the inside back cover is the opening salvo of a multi-issue glossary of terms. Everything from Adam Adamantium, despite it having a full entry in this issue, to Divergent Earth. The idea is to explain terms that would be used across the whole of the series without having to repeat explanations each time they came up. What's a deviant? A clone, an android. What does cosmic power or cosmic awareness or the dark force entail? You'll find those here. I'll try to give you this information each time we start on a new issue, so expect our usual episodes to normally be shorter. Most of the time, I'll just need to give artist credits on each entry covered, and in this case, Abomination, art by John Byrne, Absorbing Man, art by Ron Wilson, Aguila by Dave Cockrum. Leave us comments wherever you can find the podcast, whether the Fire and Water Network website, the Fire and Water Network Facebook page, or through Twitter. The hashtag is FWPodcasts, plural. We'd love to hear from you about, well, I guess these 4 characters and concepts, but on the show in general. Until next time, be hot, don't be not.